We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, but the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey guys, before we start the podcast, I just want to thank all of our supporters on Patreon.com. Rob Cabasco, Scotty B. Bourne Sr., Steve Jr. III, Brent Landis, Michael McKay, Brian Rutter, Kai Fledge, John Norton, Krail Johnson, Mark Maravillas, Andre Norat, Nick Brewer, Alexander Gonzalez, and Andrew Piccone. Thank you all so much. I promise we could not have done it without you. So we're in the process of expanding the podcast in 2017 with weekly video recaps, WWE film reviews, and recaps of old episodes of Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. But the thing is, we really need your help. We need to buy professional webcams, software to run it, and I might even need to buy a new computer that can handle three webcams running at once on this software. So to everyone listening, if you can just donate $1 a month, then all of our financial problems to the podcast will be solved. Also, we will thank you on the show every week. So that's all we need, just $1 a month from every fan. We also have rewards for some of you big spenders. So let me just ask you one final question.
If you want this podcast to be bigger and better in 2017, then give me a hell yeah! So become a supporter on Patreon.com/ What's Wrong with WWE, because Stone Cold said so!
Is this on?
I can't wait, though, to hear what Renee Young has to say about what Miz had to say.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
The Joe the Mind Pisano.
That's right.
Is here.
Yeah, that's right.
The entire podcast like this.
Good luck.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Good luck.
Ah, fake out. So, Raw, SmackDown, coming up to Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Leading us there.
I have a question.
Leading up to it.
Why did everyone say SmackDown Live is such a great show?
Wasn't that last week? Because let me tell you something. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I have no best moment.
Yeah.
There was no moment where I was like, okay, that was obviously the best moment.
I had to think about it.
Yeah.
This, look, I'm not going to say these were the two worst shows because recently they've had some bad ones. They were just two of the more nothing shows. Nothing great, nothing horrible. Just kind of, all right, let's just give you all this shit. I'm going to get into the fact that they've, like, pretty much burned WrestleMania matches over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make any sense at all. But, again, just they're just I need to write this show. I need to write this show. Eric Hamilton, you in?
I approve of that, absolutely. Can we get hired, please? Please.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll work for $50K a year. I'll travel.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll do that, too. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
$50K?
$50K. Yeah.
Joe's out.
And I get a and I get a hand job from one diva a year.
That's my scary choosing part. Yeah. I really think, like, that's the offer. Like, yes, we will offer you a writer's job.
Oh, 40K probably.
Where you'll get $40K a year.
Yeah.
And a hand job from a diva.
Well, and you have to travel.
That's worth at least $25K.
Yeah.
And yeah. You'll have to travel 30% of the time on your own dime.
Yeah, right.
Pretty
Welcome
much.
To the world of independent contracting.
You made it.
Pretty much,
You
yeah.
made it. You're here.
Yeah.
Give us money.
You know,
pay us and you can work for us.
Yeah.
So obviously we have to start with Raw first, but like they've hyped the shit out of SmackDown Live.
Oh, my God.
The wild card finals.
What the fuck does that even mean?
We still don't know.
They never explained it. They never explained it.
No.
Why don't they just say the year-end finals?
Yeah.
That's it.
Year-end
bash? And we would have been like, all right, year-end.
Yeah. They could have even done it like at a beach city and called it year-end bash at the beach.
Oh.
Or not.
Or so, not. Anyways, yeah. we'll get to SmackDown, but first
we'll get there.
How do you start the last Raw of the year?
The best way possible
with Stephanie McMahon, of course.
Oh.
Hey, Merry Christmas, you fucks!
You filthy animal.
This is what you get for watching Raw all year long. You get Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah,
she's back. She's been gone for a while, and it actually made me appreciate the past few Raws.
And she looked awful.
Awful. Yes.
Terrible.
So she welcomes everyone to Monday Night Raw in her man voice. She's like, "Welcome to Monday Night Raw."
Yeah.
It's
like trying to channel her inner Vince.
Okay, Vince.
Calm
Jeez,
down.
You miss Daddy or something? What's going on?
Why don't you got real deep on that one?
Yeah, she did. and since we're in Chicago, the CM Punk chants start immediately, but Stephanie has a planned rebuttal.
Six-month-old
burn. Oh, that was back in, like, September. Oh my God.
But if her goal was to shut their asses up, it worked.
It did work. But you could just tell that was so not organic at all.
Yeah.
And comebacks are good when they're organic, not when you've been planning them out probably for, like, a week.
Yeah.
Since the last time you were in Chicago.
I got to stop you there because I got a tweet from Joshua Candelaria.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I can't wait to hear how Mauro Ranallo would have reacted to that CM Punk burn." So I've been thinking about this one, and I think I got it.
All right.
"Oh, Stephanie McMahon just burned the Chicago crowd more than the Samsung Note 7!
Oh, my God. That's a great one, yeah.
Yeah.
It burned a lot of people.
Stephanie McMahon burned the crowd worse than Kane burned JR!
Oh, my God!
Damn. Yeah. Great. Good stuff. Anyways, so Seth Rollins comes out to the ring and asks Stephanie, "Where's Triple H? Did you get him his NXT jammies for Christmas?" Starting to realize, like, when you become the big face of the company, they just make you say the corniest, stupidest shit ever.
Absolutely.
Like, he kind of sounded like Reigns there. It was very weird.
Yeah.
He says Triple H has no snowballs. You know, pretty similar to Reigns' tater tots line from a year ago.
Do you have his Yule log?
Yeah,
like,
so dumb.
When I think of a log, I think of like a piece of shit.
Hey, do you have his flesh-colored Sharpie? Do you have that with you? Anyways.
I'm talking about his dick. Did you cut off his dick?
Do you have his dick? I really need to see it. So Rollins says he knows Triple H isn't here tonight, so instead he wants a match against Braun Strowman for what he did to him last week. So out comes who says he also wants a match with Strowman. Mm-hmm. So Seth and Dernit argue for a second, but then agree to just team up on Strowman themselves.
"I said we beat his ass back there, drag him all the way out here, load him up Shield style, and we powerbomb him through that table over there, huh? And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to do. Just like we did to the Wyatts, just like we did to Evolution. Yeah. We'll run everyone out of here.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah."
Ugh.
Oh, then she put it. Then she fisted.
I hate right? you. Yeah. I hate her.
If that was a porno, she would have been like, "Yeah, put it in my ass." Like, that's how that would have
I think
led
that's
up.
What she was saying.
She wanted to get fisted.
She's the worst. It's not entertaining. You're not a good bad guy. You just suck.
Yeah.
You're just annoying as shit. It makes me want to turn off the damn TV. That's what it makes me want to do. So Stephanie then says, you know, SmackDown Live is in this arena tomorrow as well. So maybe Ambrose is here and you could have a Shield reunion. And then she teases the crowd and then she says, "No dice." She says, "Nope, that's not going to happen."
At this point, I'm thinking Andrew must be losing his fucking mind. Like,
oh, yeah, because I'm going to buy the Stephanie cock tease. Of course I'm going to believe that. And buy, like,
wait,
stop.
You can buy a cock tease from Stephanie?
Why even do it?
No, you shouldn't even be mentioning
Why
it.
Why even do it?
You're forcing it so that when it happens, it won't be as cool because you're forcing it too much.
So stupid.
Yes.
We all know it's coming. You don't have to be like, "Hey, guys. Maybe the Shield.
Not tonight, but maybe another night.
Maybe
WrestleMania. What? Network? Subscribe?
What? Please.
So then Stephanie tells Rollins that he has a match with Strowman and that Reigns will defend his U.S. title against an opponent of her choosing. Mm. Which we later find out is Kevin Owens. What?
Yeah.
Kevin Owens versus Reigns again?
Again?
And then they're going to fight at the Rumble, but first they have to fight on Raw a month before. But they already fought at Roblox. And now they what is going on?
Nope.
Stephanie, you're the worst.
So to put over Kevin Owens, who's your champion,
yeah,
let's have him lose to Reigns again.
Yeah, why not? You
again.
Know?
Again.
You got to make Reigns look strong.
Again. Though.
If he doesn't win, he doesn't look strong.
Unbelievable.
You're not, you don't understand this.
Unbelievable.
Right. So, unbelievable.
So let's get to our first match. We have the New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus.
Keep in mind, this titles. Is like 20 minutes into the show.
Bro, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And what's interesting here is at first I was like, oh my God, we have to watch this match again. But it was actually a pretty entertaining match, even though we've seen it too many times and we know who's winning.
Yeah.
This is probably their best match that they've had as it, like these two tag teams against each other.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, Cesaro comes out first, and then he starts to rip his suit off like always. And then Sheamus's music interrupts him, and Cesaro looks surprised as if this hasn't already happened 100 times before. Yeah,
right.
Like he starts to rip off his suit, and then you hear Sheamus's music, and then he's like, what? Why is this happening? No, it's been happening for...
I have a tag partner?
For months, you idiot. Right. He always interrupts you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just, it's getting a little played out. But anyway, Cesaro and Sheamus retain after a bro kick to Woods. So the biggest mistake New Day made were not putting Big E in this match.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's the big guy. He's big. That's why they call him Big E.
Big E.
So now we go backstage to Braun Strowman lurking around. And he bumps into Owens and Jericho, and Jericho suck up to Braun, and Owens tells Strowman that he's next in line for a Universal Championship title shot.
Jericho.
And right as he says that, you just see Jericho's shifting of the eyes at Owens.
Yeah.
The subtle hints are just gold.
Yeah.
It's very good.
You made that meme?
Yeah.
If I'm like him, like...
It just shows Jericho staring at Owens like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with me?
The fuck, bro?
Yeah. So Jericho then tells Strowman that Seth Rollins has been talking some crap about him.
He also said that the reason why you didn't beat Sami Zayn at Roadblock was, and this is a coincidence, he said that you didn't win because you're a stupid idiot. His words, not mine. I mean, those are just rumors. Can't quote me on that. They're just rumors.
Can't quote me on that.
Well, rumors are crap. And so are you. Yeah. Rumors suck, man.
I hate rumors.
Yeah, who needs rumors?
Never.
Nobody's got time for rumors.
No rumors.
No rumors. I disagree with you, Kevin.
Yeah,
we have time for rumors. Every podcast.
Every week we have rumors.
We even have a song about it.
Yeah, someone suggested that should be all those rumors quotes should be in the song. And maybe you're right. Maybe we should do that.
I think you're onto something.
So we go from this segment to Goldust and R-Truth backstage arguing about what's the best Scrooge movie.
Yeah, what?
What?
Yeah.
And like, they were being interrupted while they were trying to say it, too.
Yeah. Mr. Magoo, no! Anyways, Bailey then walks up and gives Goldust a Dusty Rhodes bear. I'm already offended, by the way. And then Bailey leaves, and then Gallus and Anderson walk up and call the Golden Truth. Gallus is like, hey, look what we have. He's like doing his own Enzo thing.
So
he's like, hey, look at these guys. You know what they are? Like as if the crowd's just begging for it.
Kind of like a Razor Ramon, hey yo. Right?
This isn't the list of Jericho.
No.
We're not begging for it. We don't want to hear it. And he's like, you guys are a couple of nerds.
Nerd alert. Nobody
fucking
wants
idiots.
To hear
my
that.
Dweeb detector's going off.
No, I mean, it's so dumb.
Hey, yeah. Hey, you guys playing with your calculators, you nerds?
Yeah, it's so dumb.
You guys trying to figure out what the square root of a million is?
Should have kept the club together, you idiots.
Oh, gosh, it's bad. So anyways, Carl Anderson ends up ripping the head off of the Dusty Rhodes bear, and then he runs away. Again, I don't think that this was needed at all. Okay, Gallows, Anderson, they already fought the Golden Truth like a month ago, and there was no setup for it.
No.
I mean, you could have just done that again. Why did we need a setup?
No.
It was just to remind us that, hey, Dusty Rhodes is dead. Be sad.
Yeah. I really thought they were going to let, you know, the Golden Truth get over.
Yeah, I was. That's
one night.
Right. I was
one
like,
night.
Oh, they're going to get a roll-up victory.
They never
like,
get a no. win.
Goldust gets a roll-up victory.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, super shitty of them to do that.
It was super shitty. Like, if you want to honor Dusty Rhodes, why don't you just do some show some memorial video again, like
or,
the one you showed last year?
They should have, like, I don't know, like some sort of tournament where you get a trophy. Maybe with tag teams.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. And then you have the two biggest dummies win the whole thing.
Yeah, just for the sake of pushing them.
Oh, my God. That would be a funny. You just made me think of a funny Slammy Award as, like, and the Slammy for the match we saw most this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Oh, Jesus.
Ugh. A lot of good candidates there. A lot of good candidates.
A lot of them.
So next up, we have Nia Jax versus a jobber. And Charlie Caruso interviews the jobber before the match, who says she wishes the woman who inspired her to become a wrestler was here tonight, Sasha Banks. So
Sasha, a year ago.
Yeah. So this girl is like 20, probably 25. Sasha looks 25 as well. They're both in their 20s. How can Sasha Banks be your idol when you're the same age?
Yeah.
She's not a 20-year vet.
No.
It's so stupid.
That's like
Joe saying that I'm his idol.
Right.
Like, you inspired me. to be inspired.
Yeah.
We, you know, Joe and I watched you in Doomsday, and we were like, we have to do that too.
Yeah.
We just have to.
And you're talking about, like, me doing me.
Exactly, yeah. And then we did you. In every hole. So Nia Jax wins. You know why she wins, though? Do you know why she won the match?
She's a monster.
Because she's a monster.
I'm not like most girls, because I'm a monster.
That's right.
That's how it goes.
I would eat your soul.
That's how it goes.
Some fan tweeted at me like, I'm not like most squirrels. Like, he did like I gather nuts. It was weird, but it was funny. So after the match, Nia gets on the mic and says, next time, choose a better role model. Yeah. And then she leg drops the jobber.
Wait, how did it sound?
He's like, I don't know, choose a better role model.
It sounded like this.
Yeah. Jax! So backstage, Charlotte is shaking Stephanie's hand, and Charlotte says thank you and walks away. Guess we'll find out what that means later. Spoiler alert, it's stupid.
Oh, man, you spoiled it.
You spoiled it, Andrew. It's stupid.
Jared KO walks up to make an official complaint and gets Mick Foley for giving Roman Reigns another title shot at the Universal Championship and for putting Jericho in a shark cage.
No, it wasn't 100 feet.
Yeah, you're right. It's 200 feet in the air. 200 feet hanging there.
Chris,
it's not 200 feet.
I know, but he's got a fear of heights. He's got acrophobia, so it's...
I thought it was arachnophobia.
It's both. It's both. Okay, what's next? Is Foley going to put spiders in the cage as I'm hanging 200 feet in the air? You know what's going to happen if he does that? I'm going to break out with pimples and blemishes and hives. I could get acne, arachnophobia. Okay, do you know how rare that is? Do you know how rare it is?
I don't like that Stephanie didn't know what arachnophobia was.
Like she's dumb. Like,
what, are you playing the role of a dumb idiot now?
Yeah.
Like, you're a heel. You're supposed to be smart.
She should have been
heels
like...
Heels are smart.
She should have said, oh, I thought you said it was, you know, arachnophobia. Like, she should have, like...
Like that. Like, thought you said, not like, oh, I thought it was.
I thought I'm an idiot. Oh, I am.
I don't know what
I thought
that
I was
is,
so stupid.
Even though the rest of the world
I'm
knows
such
what
a
that
stupid
is.
Slut. So Stephanie says then that this is where she confirms that Roman's going to defend the U.S. title against Kevin Owens, even though Jericho's the one that wanted the match with Reigns.
Yeah. Right.
So Jericho's like, the fuck, bro. So next up, we get a Bayley promo that no one asked for.
Ever.
She comes out, brags about beating Charlotte for the third time in a row, and says that... That makes her the number one contender.
Well,
so you have to beat the champ three times.
Once you beat them three straight times,
to get a title
then
shot.
You have a shot at the title.
A three shot times at earning a shot at the title.
So then Charlotte comes out and tells Bayley that she didn't beat her last week. We then look at footage from last week where you see Charlotte's shoulder is barely up. Do you think this was planned?
No. I don't
or
know.
Or they just they fucked this up and then say, oh, let's go with it.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think that.
All of the above.
Because it wasn't like that big.
No.
It wasn't like Hogan.
No one really
Andre,
noticed it.
You know, shoulder lift.
Right.
Fake ref.
So how about we give Lesnar his fucking victory over Taker from last year's SummerSlam
right.
back?
Yeah.
Right.
So then Charlotte says that her lawyers got that victory removed from the record
expunged.
Or she said expunged from the record. How many wrestling fans,
words.
How many wrestling fans know that word?
Well,
I guess she's sponge worthy.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. So then, you know, okay, fine. That victory doesn't count, but she still has two victories over you. That doesn't matter. So then Charlotte offers Bayley a rematch, to which she accepts. And Michael Cole says Bayley needs to win this if she wants a title shot. It's mind-boggling. Yeah. It really is.
Mind-boggling.
Yes. So we get Charlotte versus Bayley again with Dana Brooke as the referee, because the lawyers also did that. She got her a referee that she could count on.
Mm.
Get it? Count on.
Yeah.
So Dana pisses Bayley off as she gets. You know, Bailey's like punching Charlotte and Dana pulls her off. So then Bayley gives her a belly to belly suplex. And then a referee runs out to replace Dana. At the end of the match, she hits her finisher on Charlotte. And then the ref counts a two, but Dana pulls him out of the ring, knocking him unconscious.
Yep.
Hmm.
And then Charlotte fruit rolls up Bayley while putting her feet on the ropes. And Dana gives Charlotte the win with a fast count. So Charlotte had to roll her up, feet on the ropes, and a fast count to beat Bayley.
To beat Bayley.
Holy shit.
And have her bodyguard assistant
yes.
be the ref, count fast.
Right.
Because she can't beat her.
Nope. No. She can't beat her.
She can beat Sasha plenty of times.
Anytime she wants.
Any pay-per-view. Only on pay-per-view.
Yeah, Raw, she's terrible on Raw.
It's like she can't win on Raw.
She's like Tebow. She's bad at practice, but, you know, when it's time
she
to win.
She should go to SmackDown Live.
She's like, I'll face you, Bayley. I'll face you at any pay-per-view you want.
Right.
Because
yes.
I don't lose those.
Right.
Ever.
I have a streak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. WWE likes streaks.
And I'm not talking about in my pants.
Yikes. Anyways,
really bringing the show down.
Toilet
you know,
humor.
Toilet humor sells.
So then we go backstage, and Stephanie sees Braun Strowman just randomly choking someone.
Yeah. Braun. Easy. Pal.
And then she's like, Braun, what are you doing? And then he's like, I asked him where Sami Zayn was, and he didn't answer me fast enough. Like, it really looked like a little kid explaining to his mom why he was being bad.
Right.
Like, yeah. I was just looking for Sami Zayn,
some
mom.
Some fucking cookies, mom.
Some cookies. And then Stephanie says you could face Sami Zayn next week, but Braun says he wants it to be a last man standing match, and Stephanie agrees. Way to move us on to 2017 with more rematches.
All right.
For next
week. You
know
what 2017 is going to have?
Gosh.
More rematches.
Yeah.
More crappy storylines.
More rematches
hey,
and 2017.
Hey, 2017. It's just like 2016. That's great. Oh, God.
Stuff.
So next up, we have Neville versus TJ Perkins.
PJ Twerkins.
No cape for Neville.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Hold the phone.
No cape.
I just threw my hat on the ground.
Yes.
No cape?
I just took my pants off.
How did he fly back to Earth?
I don't know, but he did it.
Jesus.
No cape. He just came out to the ring. They didn't even play the stupid, like, Purple Planet, where the fuck he's from. They didn't put that on the
planet
screen.
Purple Nurple.
They just hit the fireworks and he comes out angry. I love it. It's about
I'm so angry.
It's about time.
Yeah.
So here's where they mess everything up. He's fighting TJ Perkins. Neville struggles against Perkins for the entire match.
Yeah.
And then wins by pulling the tights. So they've booked Neville as this unstoppable force, like the Brock Lesnar of the cruiserweights.
Cruiserweight division.
Yeah.
And he gets his ass whooped, and he could only win via roll-up.
Explain to me something. Andrew, you love the cruiserweights. Explain to
what?
Me. explain to me why this isn't like the WrestleMania match for cruiserweights. Have Neville win the title, like on 205, because no one gives a shit.
No.
And one. Then the WrestleMania match all leads up to Perkins as the main face of that division.
Sure.
Fights Neville at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Why waste it now on Raw?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Maybe
Neville, what do you think?
He really makes me look stupid for saying that he was good on the mic last week.
You know, it's funny. When you leave a line of bodies in your wake, all of a sudden, everybody wants to talk to you.
Oh, God.
So bad. Oh! So Neville and Krebs...
Wouldn't the police want to talk to you for leaving a line of bodies?
Yeah.
Then the police would want to talk to you!
So Neville craps on the crowd for not properly appreciating him before, although really that's Vince's fault.
Right.
And then Neville issues a challenge for 205 Live.
Tomorrow, I'm going to have no choice but to appreciate
no choice
me
in hell.
Because I am going to beat the Cruiserweight Champion, Rich Swann, because you are looking at the true king of the Cruiserweights.
You are looking at the true king!
Of the Cruiserweights.
Yeah.
I'm the Cruiserweights.
He had to add that in because Triple H was going to come out there with a sledgehammer.
That's right.
The king.
Triple H was just like right there at Gorilla like that, motherfucker. Oh, of the Cruiserweights. Okay. All right. Cool. That means nothing. So next up, we have Enzo and Cass come out to the ring with Enzo in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Turn these guys heel already. I'm done. I'm done with them as faces.
Ugh.
Do something.
I'm done with them.
Seriously.
Enzo cuts a promo, and then Big Cass calls out Rusev. So Rusev and Jinder Mahal come out. They surround Cass on the apron. But Enzo pulls Mahal.
Wait. You mean by surround Cass, they each brought another guy so that all four sides were completely boxed in,
Lana was on one side, and then some ISIS slave was on the other side.
Okay. Because, you can't box someone in with two people.
Right.
You're not surrounded.
But look, Big Cass, he's a badass. He's not going to back down from a challenge.
And he knows
he's a dumb face.
How to fight.
Yeah. Right. I once told Big Cass he couldn't fly, and he said, "Don't tell me what I can't do's." And then he jumped off a fucking building. Luckily, Enzo caught him.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, Enzo pulls
him. Enzo broke his fall.
Yeah.
I got you, buddy! Oh!
Enzo pulls Mahal off the apron, and he falls onto the wheelchair, and then Cass throws Enzo on Mahal, and then he big boots Rusev off the apron. Can't wait for that tag team match next week. Oh boy. Yeah. So next up, we have the Shining Stars versus Darren Young and Bo Dallas. So, it gets better. By the way, Bo Dallas is a face now? Bo Dallas is a face now. He's with Darren Young in this match.
Yeah, that was unclear. I would go unclear.
Right. So 30 seconds into this match, Braun! And I immediately started laughing. Strowman comes out. He grabs a Christmas tree and he heads to the ring. He clotheslines Bo Dallas with the tree and then beats up everyone else. The crowd then chants, "Thank you, Strowman." This is actually a good way to get Strowman over with the crowd.
Yeah.
He saves us from these shitty matches every week.
It's
like
great.
You purposely book these shitty matches, but then you have Strowman just come out and beat. They used to do this with Stone Cold.
Oh yeah.
Don't you think they write that he's going to come out first and then try to just add some wrestlers to that?
Oh, yeah,
for
sure.
That's why Dallas and Darren Young were together. Like, who's available? Who's around?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Hey, we forgot to book this. It was 5 minutes. Who's around?
Yeah.
Dallas, like, I'll do something.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine it like, like in the 20s.
I believe.
Like, nobody had jobs, and they're like, okay, I need four guys. you. And it's like all these, like, jobbers. Just, oh, hey, please.
Jobbers? You mean like mid-carters? Please.
Well, yeah.
I want to be on the show this week.
These guys are hardly mid-carters.
Aaron Young and Bob Backlund going to do if they didn't get destroyed by Strowman?
I think we're better mid-carders than all of these guys.
Yeah.
Jeez. Awful. So anyways, let's get to Braun Strowman versus Seth Rollins, to which they were actually having a good match for a few minutes, but then Sami Zayn had to come out and ruin it. Sami gets some licks in on Strowman, but then runs through the crowd as Braun chases him away.
Yeah.
Then, as Rollins
is... Did you see Braun run into that fan?
That was weird. I don't know if that was like a plant or not, because he like purposely pushed him. It was weird.
Oh no!
No, I don't think it was a plant.
I don't know.
No, it was a human, not a plant.
What's
if you could see the look on Andrew's face, just said, "Oh my god!"
Andrew wasn't angry. He was just disappointed.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a five-minute break.
And go around back shoot Eric.
What was Ambrose's plant called? Mitch?
Yeah, right, Mitch
the plant.
The plant.
Yeah. The bitch plant.
So Rollins starts getting up, and then Jericho runs out to deliver a code breaker. The referees come out to help Rollins up, and then Jericho hits a second code breaker.
Sure.
It was the code breaker of Jericho. Finish him, man.
That's well good. Done. I like that.
That was organic, too. I didn't just make that up. I did make that up on the fly.
You haven't been rehearsing that since Monday.
Whenever you say, definitely. I didn't make it up, it destroys it.
No, I totally made it up. So backstage, Charlie Caruso asks Owens how he feels about his match against Reigns. And he says, now that Rollins has been taken out, he and Jericho will become the United States champion. Jericho then walks up and reiterates what Owen said. This was really like the Charlie Caruso show. She interviewed like five people during the show.
What was up with that?
Yes. Also, we get another Emelina promo.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says, you know, premiering soon.
Soon.
Premiering one day.
The WWE giving you blue balls for 4 months.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, awful.
And next week. Emelina.
Hey,
coming soon. Emelina.
What the hell? What's the point? So here's where we get Golden Truth versus Gallus and Anderson. And Anderson fruit rolls up Goldust to get the win. And I ended up feeling like I felt bad for Gallus and Anderson. Like they have to just keep fighting the Golden Truth every week. That's pretty shitty.
No.
Pretty shitty. Next up we have Rich Swann defeating Daivari. And then Caruso interviews Rich Swann after the match, and he accepts Neville's challenge for 205 Live, and then Neville attacks him from behind and ends up hitting a red arrow in the ring. By the way, 205 Live, so I'm pretty damn sure I heard them say that it was going to be for the Cruiserweight Championship at 205 Live.
I don't know if I heard that. I mean, Neville said, I'm going to beat the champion so that I can be the top dog.
Right. But so, anyways,
wouldn't that title make you said dog?
Yeah, they just
think.
Did you watch 205?
Well, I wanted to see what happened, and Neville won with a superplex. Hmm. First time Matchman's won with a superplex in a while
since 1975.
I mean,
when
it's just
Bob Orton,
but that's a move that deserves to get a pinfall for crying out loud.
Yes,
But no, he did not win. It wasn't for the championship, so.
Okay.
Got to save that for
yet
the next.
Yet another
wasted
opportunity.
Right.
Yes.
Where a champion gets pinned by a challenger.
Yeah. Because you actually made me like tune into 205. Like, you actually made me go on the fucking app, open up 205 Live, because I was like, oh, I'm going to see Neville win the title.
Hey, I can't wait till UFC Friday night.
Oh, my
with
God.
With Rousey.
Yes.
Like, I hope that she wins so that she can earn a chance to win the title at the next UFC.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I mean, come on. She's been away for a year.
For real, bro.
To beat the man, you have to beat the man. And then beat the man. And then beat the man again. Woo!
I would love to see Flair, like, backstage be like, what the hell's going on here? You beat the man.
You're the man.
Yeah.
You're the woman. If
anyways.
It was like this when I was there, I would have been a one-time champion. I would have never been the man.
Or he would never lost. He would have been a one-time champion.
Yeah. Seriously. So after this match, Daivari backstage gets interviewed by Charlie Caruso, and he blames Jack Gallagher for his loss against Rich Swann, even though he wasn't even out there. And then Gallagher walks up, challenges Daivari to a duel, and then slaps him in the face with a glove.
This guy is literally called the
Extraordinary Gentleman
and does their whole routine.
Yeah.
I mean, if there was ever a time where you're like, maybe they stole it.
Right.
I don't know if I don't know if Greg ever officially copyrighted any of the Doomsday characters.
I don't know.
I swear to God, if some guys show up in bunny costumes.
They already did it. They did it with the party with Adam Rose.
All right. I guess we got to wait for like a butcher guy.
Didn't they?
Height of our bunny boyness, they debuted a bunny in the fucking WWE.
Didn't the bunny do like a splash off the top rope and they called it the bunny hop?
Something like that.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think it was
Sami Zayn in the bunny suit, too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been different people every time. I think, it was him once.
Guys that haven't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Debuted yet.
By the way, they did this duel on 205 Live, and like, so next up, we have Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns for the U.S. title, and Jericho runs out mid-match to support Owens and, of course, distract Reigns. Owens hits the Codebreaker.
Yeah.
That was pretty finisher. Cool. But Roman kicks out.
Of course.
It's a finisher. Of course Roman kicks out.
Yep.
Rollins then runs out to attack Jericho, and he hits a pedigree on him outside the ring.
Yep.
Owens leaves the ring and super kicks Rollins, and as soon as he gets back in the ring, he gets speared by Roman.
Burn it! Burn it!
To lose the match.
Credits.
Rollins then gets in the ring, and then he does the suck it chops right as the camera cuts away from it.
Of course.
You fucking idiots.
Yep.
He does the suck it chops to Owens.
First, Owens did it earlier in the match.
He did?
Yeah.
He did. I didn't notice it.
Suck it chant. And then he did his like move or something he was about to do to Reigns.
Yeah.
That's why Rollins then did it right back to him.
I wish that was like teasing something, but you know it's not. It's just it's Triple H. It's just a Triple H reference. It's not teasing anything. Like it should totally Oh God. Anyways, so he does the suck it chops to Owens and then he pedigrees him. Reigns then spears Jericho outside the ring. And Owens rolls out of the ring and falls onto Jericho to end the show.
Falls. Yes.
Yes. So that was Monday Night Raw. Very bad.
Very bad.
Very bad. The Roman Reigns show wins again. Ugh. Anyways, let's get to SmackDown Live, because that's supposed to be good, right? We have the John Cena Memorial. That video. I mean, it was like he died.
Yeah.
And John Cena will announce his retirement on SmackDown Live.
John Cena's dead. John Cena's dead. Yep. We are going to bury him and never give up towels.
Yeah.
So John Cena kicks off SmackDown Live. You know, some cheers, mostly boos.
No, that's how they do it. It's like this every time now. They hear the music, cheer.
Yeah.
Then they start singing John Cena sucks. Yep. And then he comes out, and they lose their mind when they see him.
Yeah.
Then they go back.
Kind of like Kurt Angle,
right?
Even though he was face, everyone still said you suck.
Well, because it was fun to do.
Yeah.
So the crowd chants CM Punk again, but then Cena says, "Oh, I'm sorry. Are you saying Cena sucks?"
Right.
Like Cena does. He actually does a great job of playing to the crowd and also playing the crowd.
Yeah.
Because then he just hypes Chicago. Oh, Chicago. Oh, the Cubs won. And then actually you get mostly boos.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. Are there White Sox fans here?" And then, yeah.
This is their mind.
Yeah.
A lot of Southsiders are wrestling fans, which I see. Like, the you know what I mean? Chicago Cubs are more on the north side, the snooty uptowners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Chicago White Sox, that's the real people. Of Chicago.
That's right, yeah.
South Siders.
So then, he just says Chicago's awesome. So then, they cheer him. And then he says, "Why am I here?" To which the crowd chants, "Undertaker!" Like, of course, why else?
Why else would you be here?
And then, Cena says, "You know what? Fuck the new era."
I'm not done. I'm not leaving. And I'm sick of this new era BS. It ain't the new era. My time is now.
It's been like 12 years.
Never give up means that when you get knocked down like I did this year, you don't stay down. You get up, you fire up, and you kick ass. So what am I doing tonight? I'm watching the main event very close, because whoever wins, I challenge them to a championship match at the Royal Rumble. What you're thinking? I can't do that. I just did. Why? Because I'm John Cena. Recognize.
Fuck yeah. You, that's why.
I thought he was going to. I was like, please. Please say, because fuck you.
I keep forgetting that that's John Cena's a heel. I keep forgetting
that.
He's been gone for a couple of months.
He's a heel, and he's the guest GM whenever he's there.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He said get knocked down. You did a reality show. You didn't get knocked down.
No.
What are you talking about?
No. And didn't he kind of have this speech about a year ago?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going nowhere.
Right.
He had that speech.
I'll see you guys in a few months.
Yeah.
He almost went like,
I'm not leaving. See you at WrestleMania.
Yeah. He almost went Thuganomics Cena there.
Yeah.
It would have been better than, coming back to like, hey, I'm Super Cena again.
Yeah.
You know?
He actually even said Super Cena.
He did.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, he was very heelish there. I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe, probably not, but maybe. So we go backstage, and Dasha Fuentes is trying to get an interview with The Miz, but he says he's only talking to the journalist who slapped him last week, Renee Young. So we'll come back to that later. But first, we have the Wyatt family versus the Usos versus American Alpha versus Slater and Rhino for the SmackDown tag titles.
And why did all these people deserve a four-way tag shot?
Because Zack Ryder broke his leg. So
let's make it impossible for the Wyatts to retain.
So Orton and Harper are in this match with Bray ringside because, you know, he doesn't like to wrestle. And Slater botches jumping off the top rope. As Oos number one was going to super kick him, like the plan was to like super kick him
would have been
midair.
Cool. Yeah.
So instead, he just whips him against the ropes and hits a super kick to eliminate Slater and Rhino.
Right.
And then American Alpha eliminate the Usos with a fruit roll up.
Yep.
And then at the end of the match, Orton goes for a superplex on Gable.
Yep.
And for some reason, Harper jumps on the apron. I don't know what he thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
Like, what? No, he's going to hit a superplex. How are you going to possibly help Orton here?
Right.
And so then Orton then falls off and knocks Harper off the apron. Chad and Gable hit their finisher on Orton to get the pinfall to become the new tag team champions.
And no, this is just for a title shot, right?
No.
No, they get a title shot.
No, they've never even beaten them, and they get a title shot.
And new.
So the Wyatt family, their tag team title run lasted 3 weeks.
23 days.
Seriously, you were shocked when this happened, right?
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
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 Wait. I mean, I wanted them to win the titles at some point.
Yeah. Not 3 weeks after the Wyatt family.
So does this mean that Ryder and Raleigh were supposed to win it?
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Probably, yeah.
I guess
so. Oh, my God.
No way.
No way?
No way,
I think
bro.
So, yeah, I mean, they're because now they're teasing the Wyatt family split up again. Like Orton and Harper argue after the match, and then but Bray, you know, like push them away from each other once again. We're gonna have the Wyatt family split again for like the third or fourth fucking time.
Yeah,
poor Bray, he just wants a family, and they just can't stick together. Aww. Why do you think he's so fucked up? Because he never had a family.
Bray needs to go face. He never had problems with him.
If they're going to break it up again, make him leave as a face.
Really?
And just let him own the WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Him as a face, AJ as a heel. Like, what a great combination.
Yeah. So next up.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah.
Renee Young interviews Ziggler about his championship match, and Dolph first congratulates Baron Corbin on winning his most metal athlete award.
Yeah.
Good God. And then he cuts.
Are they going to start introducing him as most metal athlete?
Yeah. And then he cuts a good promo about how he's the wild card in this match, you know, because it's the wild card finals.
Yeah.
I really think the only reason American Alpha won is because, like, they felt that they had to have someone win a fucking title match in the wild card finals or something like that. Excuse me.
Yes.
So then we go to Dasha Fuentes.
Daisy Fuentes
interviewing James Ellsworth, who is still in a neck and arm brace.
Uh-huh.
And then Carmella walks up and says she finds Ellsworth uniquely attractive.
What?
I don't know.
And then they walk away together. So that's all Ellsworth's doing on the show now.
I'm not comfortable with any of this.
That's all he's doing on the show now is banging Carmella while he's
Carmella?
In casts.
Yeah. Anthony Carmella.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah.
I don't even watch sports, and for some reason I know that name.
Like, what's the point of even keeping Ellsworth on the show if that's all he's going to do at this point?
Aye, Demi.
So next up we have Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yay.
And La Luchadora runs out, but who could it be? Because it's not Becky. So Becky gets Alexa in the disarmer, but she gets her foot on the rope. And then the ref checks on Alexa, who is... obviously double jointed because she bends her arm backwards to, you know, like either to fool the ref or because she's trying to sell the disarmer really well.
Yeah.
And then La Luchadora gets on the apron, so Becky takes a swing at her, but Luchadora grabs Becky's head and drives into the ring post, and Alexa hits a DDT to retain.
So, Andrew, I don't mean to jump ahead here, but I have the rumors on who it was.
Yeah.
And it is, let me read it right here. It is, who gives a shit?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
the leading candidate.
I think that's the right answer.
That's the leading candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the match, Dasha asks Alexa who La Luchadora is, and she says it's either Sasha Banks or Nia Jax. Haha, very funny. Right. So who could it be? I mean, look, there's a good chance that, like, whoever the fuck was in that, was behind the mask, isn't even who they're going to reveal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but they can't do that. They can't have it that close where you can see the skin tone.
Right. It's clearly
obviously, like, you know, a minority.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. It could be like Tamina.
Isn't Tamina? You could, no.
No.
This girl with, like, pretty eyes.
I don't know.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, there's rumors that Mickey.
I don't know. NXT.
Well, we pretty much know Mickey James coming back in January, so maybe it could be her. I don't know. Although, again, it didn't look like her behind the mask, but right. Whatever. They probably don't even care. So, backstage, Renee Young knocks on the Miz's locker room, and Maryse answers and threatens her. By the way, there are four security guards there, keep in mind. The Miz walks out and makes Renee interview him. Miz excuses the security guards, but then Ambrose shows up standing behind the Miz with a t-shirt that just reads security on it.
It
reads security on it, and he ends up wailing on the Miz. Security comes, but Ambrose beats them up as well and grabs a walkie-talkie and says, "All clear."
That was funny, I guess.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah,
that's all you clear. Get. That's all you get from Ambrose, though.
That's it.
One little segment.
See you next week, pal.
Yeah. Then we go backstage, and Dasha interviews Nikki. Really, this is like the weeks of what's with all the fucking interviews? Yeah. She interviews Nikki backstage, or says something like, "Natalya says I'm a slut, but she's the slut." And then, oh wait, no, never mind. I am the slut. Yeah,
and then
the slut.
Total Divas.
Total Divas. Watch Total Divas. So finally, let's get
Andrew, watch Total Divas, where they talk about storylines from 6 months ago.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's so stupid. So we have AJ Styles versus Dolph Ziggler versus Baron Corbin for the WWE Championship. And, you know, originally it was going to be Ziggler versus Styles. That would have been way better than adding Baron Corbin in this match.
Yeah.
So towards the end of the match, Ziggler and Styles decide to team up against Corbin. So they lay him on an announce table and they elbow and leg drop him through it to get him out of the match for a while.
For a while.
And this is actually
that was pretty cool. That was
yeah. This is actually where the match gets really good because we get Ziggler versus Styles for a few minutes.
Right.
And there are a lot of cool spots like Styles was trying to do the phenomenal forearm, but Ziggler super kicks the ropes to stop him.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yep.
Ziggler ends up hitting the super kick and goes for the cover. And this is where to all you Baron Corbin fans, this is where Baron Corbin proves that he does not belong in the main event picture. Corbin was supposed to break up the pinfall, but he doesn't get there in time, so the referee has to stop counting, and then Styles lifts his shoulder up late.
Slowly.
Yeah.
And so he kicks out of a finisher.
It looked really bad, and it's Corbin's fault.
Why did Kyoto, I watched this over and over. I probably watched it 8 straight times.
Yeah.
Kyoto, as he's pinning, was moving away from the ropes.
Oh, really?
As he's doing his one, he moves
like
a little
to
bit.
To let Corbin get in?
Two, to move a little bit. Yeah, but you would think he'd want his feet by Corbin so he can pull him.
Just pull him.
But I think the plan wasn't to pull the ref out.
Right.
I think the plan was to get in the ring and break it up. And yeah. He didn't get there.
Yeah, he's very stupid.
And he stayed there when he didn't get there. He was like, fuck.
Like, all you got to do is wait. Like, once you hear the super kick or see the super kick, get ready.
Yeah, see it. Like you could just be looking. No one's looking at you. You could be like, I'm dazed.
They always do it. They're like they're always just kneeling ringside
right.
And watching the match while holding their head. Like right. Oh, like that's like,
oh,
what the fuck were you doing?
Yeah.
Looking for bitches?
You had one job.
But he's just awful. I don't know why people say Corbin's good. It's very stupid.
Yeah.
But the best move in this match was. Like Corbin hit the end of days on Styles while Dolph hit the zigzag on Corbin. That was a really cool moment.
That was nice.
Ziggler goes for the pin, but Corbin kicks out because he's Roman Reigns now. Then Corbin hits the end of days on Ziggler. Styles hits Corbin with the phenomenal forearm.
Yep.
So Corbin's the one that just took the finisher.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
But don't pin him.
No.
Pin Ziggler.
Rolled out, though.
He rolled out because you can't pin Corbin.
No.
He can't be pinned.
Right.
I think he's only been pinned once, and that was like a roll up by Ziggler, like when they first started their feud.
He's SmackDown Reigns.
That's right. So Styles pins Ziggler to retain the WWE Championship.
And then.
Rabadu!
Done.
No.
No.
Sorry. No Undertaker.
Nope.
No Undertaker. Instead, Cena runs to the ring.
I'm not just a WrestleMania guy. See you at
in
WrestleMania.
April. Yeah. So after the match, Cena runs to the ring. He takes off his shirt. He's like, let's go. Let's do this. Shake my hand.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
Right? And then AJ Styles shakes his hand, and it's like a nice moment of sports.
And then the show ends.
That's it, right. Nothing
what
else.
The fuck?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Shame on me for thinking Cena was going to finally do something cool, yeah. Like AA him after the handshake. I thought for sure.
For sure. He's going to grab his hand and AA him.
Oh, my God. A handshake. Wow. Whoa, my God. Can't wait. Like, what are they trying to say? Oh, we can't let these guys touch each other till they fight. No, they've already fought like four times.
Right. And AJ beat John Cena.
But seriously, how does The Undertaker not show up?
So does Cena win the title and then Undertaker fights him for the title at WrestleMania?
I don't give a fuck.
And loses?
I don't know. People are saying like Undertaker will cost Cena the title match, but that makes no sense. Why would Undertaker want to do that in the first place?
Yeah.
But like, okay, so again, in November before the Survivor Series, Taker says, I'm back. WrestleMania will no longer define me. Like, okay, fine. If you don't want to use Undertaker until WrestleMania, okay, that's fine. But don't have him come out in November and say, I'm back. Don't fucking do that.
WrestleMania will no longer define me.
You know what?
See you at WrestleMania.
I should have known Undertaker was not showing up because they didn't advertise it for a month. Right. So, of course he's not going to show up. I'm an idiot.
Hey, this...
You fucks.
There could be a lot of surprises at the Royal Rumble, the way this is kind of shaken up.
Well, but if Taker's there, we'll know it. No.
Finn Balor, Undertaker.
They will spoil Taker. They'll announce he's in the fucking Rumble. They will. They'll spoil it because they're fucking idiots.
You fucking idiots.
I hope not. I think Balor...
They have spoiled every Taker return. The Battleground... Where he cost Lesnar the title match, it got spoiled on the internet. The only way that, I mean, you were right. The only way that possibly could have happened is if WWE wanted it to be spoiled.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Awful.
Yep.
I don't know why people said SmackDown. They're like, whoa, it was better than Raw. That doesn't make it a great show.
That's
right. The bar is. Farts are better than shit.
Doesn't make him great.
Like, understand that a lot of our fans are wrestling fans.
Raw set the bar really low.
And you know.
Raw set the bar low. So whatever SmackDown did was going to be better, but it still wasn't a great show.
I want to hear from people out there that listen to the show that are purists. Like professional wrestling purists that have been wrestling fans for a long time that know the product is crap right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that is a lot of our fans that feel that way. That's why they listen.
That's why the show is good.
But like seriously, the final match of the year, Styles versus Ziggler versus Corbin, and then overall it was a shitty match pretty much. Remember when we used to have great end of the year matches?
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels versus Triple H.
Yes.
The last Raw of the year.
Yes.
Where Shawn Michaels wins. It was one of the best matches. I mean, it was such a great match. But then Bischoff says, look, they might have screwed that part up. Like your shoulders were down, even though Triple H wasn't even pinning Shawn.
No.
But then Shawn super kicks Bischoff. He fires him. Stone Cold comes right back out. He's like, I'm back. Shawn Michaels rehired. It was really funny.
The whole thing.
That match was so great, though. Instead, we get this bullshit.
Right.
So let's get to some awards, shall we?
Yeah.
If we must.
So who is your worst dressed?
Worst dressed, Stephanie McMahon.
I had Stephanie again as well.
Sweep it. Horrible.
Sweep it up.
Dude, in her Instagram, she's working out constantly. Yet she looks like she's getting bigger.
No, her arms are huge.
We
They're
all
gross.
Know what kind of tricks Instagram plays, Natalia.
Dude, Becky Lynch looks amazing on Instagram.
Right? She really does.
I saw her in real life.
And then she opens her mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yes.
Did you ever see that movie Zach and Miri make a porno?
Of course.
My favorite line in the movie is Justin Long. He was like, maybe you saw me in a movie. It was called, You Better Shut Your Mouth or I'm going to Fuck It.
You better
like,
shut
that's
kind of
what
I'm
I
want
to say
it.
To her.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You better shut your mouth or I'm going to fuck it.
That's a great title. Who'd you have for best dressed?
At Alexa Bliss.
Me too.
Little Miss Bliss.
Yeah, she's always hot.
Always hot.
But he's not sweeping it.
I had Neville because he didn't wear a cape.
No.
Nah. Some people put guys on their list. That's cool.
On their lists?
On their list.
Neville?
He's not on my list.
He's on your best dress list.
That's not a list, my friend.
All right, calm down over there.
Worst acting. homophobe.
And then
I mean,
people...
I'm not gay.
Sports.
Sports. I love sports.
You come back for an injury, and then when people have to do awards, they pick you.
Worst acting?
I had Enzo.
Enzo.
Yeah.
How Bob could you... Backlund oversold when they threw, was it
Darren
Braun
Young?
Threw Darren Young to Bob, but he kind of fell before him, and he kind of just...
Well, he's
semi,
like 80 years old.
Semi-forearms his belly. And he's like, no! Ah! Ah! He's like screaming like he was shot in the stomach. I was like, oh, that was horrible. Like, just fall down. Like,
yeah.
You're old. Just fall down. He was screaming in pain.
Oh, yeah.
I had Stephanie. She sucks. Best acting?
And Jericho.
Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had John Cena.
That's wrong.
He kind of fired me up.
I have a pen.
I mean, look, I thought he was good at... What are you writing?
I'm just giving you an F. No, like, no. Like, his opening segment was fine, but he just ruined it for me when he just comes out and handshakes.
I know.
Yeah. Sick man.
Worst comment.
Worst comment. It's the my time is now era. No, please.
No one's even said new era for like 3 months. Like, they haven't even said new era.
My time is now. Yeah. In like 3 years.
Yeah. Joe?
Yeah. There was a triple threat match on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the first minute of the match,
yeah,
JBL says, AJ Styles doesn't even have to be pinned and he can lose the title.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop over explaining the stupidest things in the world that we all already know.
Yes.
Well, look, my 3-year-old son was watching with me. He didn't understand, so thanks, JBL.
No, I'm sure Leo did. I'm sure he understood.
Yeah. My worst comment was anything Stephanie said.
Good.
You see a trend here with me this week? Best comments?
Well, the Shield reunion should have been worst comment, too.
Yeah.
Right?
It was,
I mean, that's on, I mean, was, that counts as anything Stephanie
best
said.
Best comment was, oh, you keep that up for another 2 minutes and 15 seconds, then you'll last 1 second longer than Punk.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it, too.
That was a sick fucking burn. They probably had a crack team of writers.
I don't know. She didn't.
Working for months on
Yeah,
that.
That's the problem I have with it. It was too planned.
All right, what'd you have, Andrew?
I had Jericho's acne. I can't even say it. That's how good he is.
Acne-phobia?
Jericho, I am going to have acne acra arachnophobia. Do you know how rare that is? I like that.
You know how rare that is.
Worst match?
I hate
Reigns versus Owens.
Really?
Yeah.
For them, that was a good match.
Spear, 1-2-3.
Yeah, it's the same shit every
classic Reigns match.
Yeah.
Kick out of a finisher, spear, win.
Exactly.
That should be a shirt. Kick out, spear, win.
And
repeat.
Repeat.
Looks
like we got a new podcast shirt coming out soon. Kick out, spear, pin, repeat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anderson disrespects Dusty Rhodes. So, of course, in the match, Anderson pins Dusty Rhodes' son in a roll-up.
That was your worst match?
Oh, God. It was so. It pissed me off so much.
Yeah.
I had Stephanie versus the crowd. No, I'm just kidding. No, I also had Golden Truth versus Gallus and Anderson. Yeah. Super slow-mo match.
Super slow-mo, the four corners elimination.
Absolutely.
I had a slower one.
What's that?
Really?
The Nia Jax match.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was
right.
So painfully slow. She barely moved. She walked around the entire match.
Yeah, it was bad. And best match?
Best match was Triple Threat WWE match.
No, I don't think... No,
WWE Triple Threat match?
No. Because, the last 2 minutes were good when you finally had Ziggler and Styles, but the rest of the match was just Corbin beating them up. What'd so I did have? Not have that. I had New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus.
Okay.
Again, that wasn't anything special either, but shit.
Yeah, I guess the New Day. I didn't write anything. Like, I was like, nothing. Again, look, when I'm watching these shows, the 5 hours of wrestling I have to watch.
And you can't find a favorite match?
And, like, usually by the end of it, I'm like, okay, the best match was this one. I didn't have anything. I don't force the awards. And I was like, I guess I'll put something.
5 hours of wrestling and you can't get a favorite match there.
Yeah.
Worst move?
Worst move?
Mine was Slater messing up his own elimination.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had Reigns 10-count corner clothesline. Because if you watched him, like, say you're in the corner, it was like this.
So it was very weak.
It was weak?
Yeah, it was just like flapping him with his arm.
I don't know if you saw my, what I posted this on Twitter and Facebook, but this was the, during the tag team match on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? He didn't even react to it.
One of the Usos just like slaps his leg.
Yeah.
And then like kicks Gable, but he completely misses Gable, and Gable doesn't see it or hear it, or so he doesn't sell it. It was just the worst kick ever.
Yeah,
that was my worst move.
Worse, no, it was good. Sure.
Is that did it happen on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So what was the best move?
The end of day zigzag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I also had another one that was the best move. The guy who caught Enzo's fake hair and then, put it on immediately.
And he's like, "All right."
I said, "Hey, great move, buddy."
Yeah,
couldn't have done it better.
Yeah.
Right. And worst moments.
Cena naming himself number one contender for reasons.
Look, Flair can come out and do it if you're a if you're a 15 time champion or above.
I guess so. Once you get that 15 mark, you just name your own title matches.
Yeah, that's the key, is to get to that 15 mark. Yeah. My worst moment was let's go back to Stephanie. Stephanie opening Raw just sets the tone for the entire show. It's gonna suck.
Yeah.
They just at least they let me know. Right up front, hey, this is going to suck balls.
They're honest with you.
Like, what was it? Last week started with the Kevin and Chris show. Amazing segments.
With Foley.
Such a cock tease because the rest of the show sucked.
Yeah.
At least they have the decency to tell you, look, we have a shitty show tonight.
Look, sorry. Not going to lie.
Look, hey, guys, it's going to be bad. Joe?
I had specifically when Stephanie put out her fist and teased the Shield reunion.
Let's do it!
We all want, because we're all faces right now, and we're not going to get.
I mean,
we might never get it.
How do you find Stephanie attractive when she talks like that? Let's do it! Yeah! You want to fuck that? You want to have sex with someone that makes that noise?
Look, she's a billionaire heiress. I mean, that's sexy just a minute by itself. But I don't think they're trying to make her sexy at all. I don't think that's part of what they're trying to do. I don't think.
But then they release workout DVDs of her.
For people that want to work out. I don't think it's so that guys buy them to, like in the old days.
I don't know. I mean, people are still crushed on
like
Stephanie.
Empower women
hard.
Kind of, you know, workout DVD.
I don't know. Yeah. I think you would have sold more if you threw Charlotte in there, you know,
and
that workout.
Oil.
But Stephanie's so obsessed with herself, she has to put herself in a fucking workout video. Yeah. No one wants to buy your stupid workout video.
No.
I'll go to DDP Yoga if I do that.
Right.
You know, his videos are awesome. And best moments.
Best moment. Well, I guess it was that, like, double splash putting Corbin through the table just because, you know, there was a chance he might have been injured.
All right.
You know what? I'll give you that. I had Dean as the security guard as a joke because, like, I didn't really have a best moment. But I like when a bad guy and a good guy team up for a cause and get on the same page like they did. So I'll give you that.
All right.
I had Strowman interrupting the shitty match and saving us from it. I really liked when he grabbed the Christmas tree and clotheslined Bo Dallas with it.
Yeah,
I actually liked that. Like, that helps people like Strowman, but then when he, like, talks back in those backstage segments, it doesn't. So, you know, you're helping and hurting him at the same time.
Right.
So, yeah. That's all for awards. Let's get to some breaking news.
What do you got,
breaking news.
So the Big Show has been the victim of an online death hoax.
Another one?
Another one. San Francisco AP reported that some blog said that Big Show died in a car accident, but that is false. I mean,
the truth was the car died.
The car. If he was Big in a Show car accident, the car would die, not him.
Car died
absolutely.
In a Big Show.
Also, Curtis Axel brought back his Axelmania gimmick at a live event in St. Louis. He came out wearing the bandana, he did the leg drop, so maybe this should be a rumor. It just helps the rumors that Hogan's coming back.
Yeah.
That's all I got, though. What about you guys?
Speaking of Big Show, he tweeted out a picture of him in the gym saying, "Holiday rest? Ha! It's almost WrestleMania season. You ready, Shaq? Ugh. Hashtag giant in the gym. Kill me. Fucking kill me."
They haven't even announced that match yet.
No, they have.
Oh, where? At like
last
the
year.
Hero Show or something?
They announced it like right after WrestleMania.
Yeah. Let's see.
I can't believe that's
so Big
actually
Show has a job to.
Hey, the card for WrestleMania looks like shit right now. Like, you know, it's going to be Goldberg, Lesnar, the Shaq, Shaq, Big Show.
Yeah.
Not even excited for Rollins, Triple H. It's really a shame that Rollins had to live in mediocrity ever since he returned from his injury. He has to live there for like 10 months just so he could fight Triple H at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Very stupid.
Yeah.
Any other news?
Joe, what do you got?
No more news. All right, let's get to some rumors then, shall we?
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
So, a fan tweeted to Sasha Banks, "Hey, don't worry, you'll get the title back soon." To which Sasha replied, "I hope it's blue." Dun, dun, dun.
So, going to SmackDown?
So, Sasha might be going to SmackDown?
Like a trade?
I don't know. Also, WWE has still not decided what to do with Roman Reigns for WrestleMania yet. To which that bodes well for Kevin Owens at the Rumble.
Yeah.
At least. So, yeah. I think it's going to be Reigns Strowman.
Yeah. I think that would be the best match.
So we could have three slow-mo matches. Big Show Shaq, Lesnar Goldberg, and Strowman Roman. And then they'll tie, and there'll be a tag team, and they'll be called Strowman Reigns. And it'll be pretty shitty. Any other rumors, guys?
Yeah, I got some stuff. Let's see. So, New Japan Pro Wrestling star Kenny Omega was interviewed. He had a kind of interesting opinion. He said that WWE is just signing stars just to have them. Not that they want them or need anything to do with them, just so that they're not making money for other companies.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean,
I
look at some of the guys that, like, Shinsuke Nakamura. Great, he's killing it in NXT. What is he going to do on the main roster?
Maybe nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe he won't.
You never know.
I mean, look, he's in NXT because you need stars. They need NXT to sell tickets.
Yeah.
And that's what him and Rude are doing right now.
Yeah. Apparently, he said, though, that WWE approached him three times last year, offered him three deals, and they were very lucrative, but he turned them down.
Of course he did. He doesn't like money.
Yeah.
But now he's here?
Exactly.
No.
Who?
No.
Kenny Omega?
He's still in New Japan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
speaking of the other Kenny, looks like they didn't get their full-time contracts that they were hoping for.
No.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Spirit Squad are gone.
Well, Kenny's in shape, but the other guy is not at all.
No.
Last week we talked about Foley going to have hip surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has not had it yet because his health insurance lapsed due to a missed payment.
What?
Yeah. He's working on getting it sorted out, but he revealed that the cost of the operation without insurance would be $60,000. And apparently he's not currently under a performance contract with WWE, as his current on-screen role is a handshake deal. But given now that the fact that this is out in the public, WWE will either A, probably sign him to some sort of contract or pay for the operation.
So he said, Foley said that?
He said it's a handshake
agreement?
They have a handshake
like they're just
deal.
Paying him per Raw episode that he's...
I guess so.
That's weird.
Yeah. So that is that.
I guess maybe... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Royal Rumble obviously coming up. It's kind of up in the air of who could win. One rumor is having Cena go over on Styles and having Taker win the Rumble, which that could set Cena up for turning.
Yeah,
which
good
would
one.
Probably never happen.
Nice try.
Rumors!
I just don't see the point of having Cena win the 16th. They're trying to make a big deal about it, but like if he's going to win it for the 16th time, it should be at WrestleMania. Like Taker, if you want to go that route and make it for the title, and this is what I thought they were going to do, Taker should have beaten Styles for the championship, and then Cena wins it for the 16th time at WrestleMania. Because then you have two huge things happening at once. Cena wins it for the 16th time, and Taker retires.
Boom.
Two stones
with one bird.
Like, just two of the biggest things happening at the end of WrestleMania at the same time. I mean, I see one. The only two options I see winning the Rumble are Taker and Jericho.
Yeah,
and I said Jericho back in November. I'm sticking with Jericho.
Jericho. All right. Two quick other things. Goldberg is believed to be signed for three matches. One, the Rumble, something at WrestleMania, and one other. So possibly.
Oh yeah, like Payback.
Oh Jesus! And then, so while it was comedy gold, apparently Big E got a lot of heat last week for his joke about Charlotte constantly winning the title back and forth.
From
Charlotte,
big heat from WWE.
Yeah,
That's because they're stupid.
Big E got heat from that.
Yeah,
even though they kind of let them say whatever the fuck they want, apparently they didn't like that.
Oh, big wow.
So, big heat.
Yeah, Big E, big heat. You know the drill.
Especially because that's what's happening, and
he
just spoiled the women's division for the next year.
I know. Spoilers.
All right, that's all for rumors.
All right, moving on to predictions. Oh wait, there's no big.
Oh, thank God!
Fucking four more weeks.
Instead,
yeah.
We have trivia.
What a great thing.
Yeah,
I think.
Trivia.
Do we?
All
you tell me.
Sure. Let's do some.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are.
All right.
No, you
No, you said R. I.
No.
Ready.
M-I.
Here.
I liked R-I better.
M-I.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you, people?
Yeah.
We're fine.
We're fine.
We're good.
Right.
We're fine. We're high.
But how are so But seriously, how are I or
you? Session stands, man.
But seriously, hi, how are you? Fuck. The question is, more Royal Rumble trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Who holds the record for the most consecutive Royal Rumble appearances?
Say it one more time.
Who holds the record for most consecutive?
Is this the final one? Or is this like the main question? Or
Royal Rumble.
Cena?
What does that mean, the final one?
Cena. Is it Cena?
It is not. Because he got injured a couple times where he
was. Oh, that's true.
Consecutive?
Most consecutive.
Kane. Kane never got injured.
Kane.
It's Kane.
It is Kane.
Yes!
You know how many?
Huh?
You know how many?
Oh, God.
13?
98.
It is 13.
It
really?
Is?
Really? Oh,
all
right.
Shit.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
I don't think this is a strong enough trivia question to stand on its own, but it's more of like a fun fact, but I'll see if you guys can get it.
Okay.
Let's play Who Am I?
Let's play Who's
In My First Year in WWE, I had victories over Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, The Rock, and The Undertaker. Who am I?
Say it again. Who are the victories?
In my first year in the WWE, my first year.
Kurt Angle.
I had victories over Ric Flair. I don't think Angle ever fought Flair.
Oh, that's easy. Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, Hogan. Right.
There he is. Right there.
There he is. All right. Well, let's get to some fan questions. So, Steve Jr. III, where do you see the WWE in 20 years? Do you think WWE is monopolizing wrestling? And if so, is that bad or good? So, they already have monopolized wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing. Competition brings out the best in people. That's why the show was the best during the Monday Night Wars. Because they had to win ratings or they'd go out of business.
I would say Good.
One company had to lose, and it was WCW.
I think in 20 years, it'll be off television. It'll be internet-only content.
Really?
Yeah. In 20 years? Hell, in 10 years, most of TV might be internet. In 5 years, it might be. So I think for sure, by 20 years from now, it'll all be online content. Like, it won't be something that airs. And I think you'll have to pay for it to see it. So that's my thought. That's my prediction.
Like pay per network you want
to
watch?
Yeah, like you have to buy the network,
but you can still watch it on your
TV.
Pay
for Raw, like for
$10. Like everything will just be on demand.
Yeah, but not in the way where like you have cable service. I really think it has to be its own thing out there.
But yeah, but then all those big cable and satellite companies really have to like really work to they really have to.
Oh yeah, no, it would change everything. It would change everything about television. But I think that's the way it's going.
Right.
For sure. What else you got?
All right. This is
Sorry, Eric was showing something funny. It said 9 commentators added to the SmackDown roster table.
Pretty much.
And like, who is this guy's name again? Who was the guy that
Funaki?
That's Mike Tenay.
Mike Tenay. Yeah. No, that's not Mike. That's Mike Tenay. Who's that though? The guy who did American Gladiators that kept butchering everybody's names.
I don't know.
Was there the guy that McMahon, like friends with McMahon.
Oh,
he's on the left. His name is Mike.
He was the GM once.
Yeah,
Mike Adelaide.
Mike Adamley.
Adamley.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jeff Harvey.
Jeff Harvey.
Harvey, Jeff.
Hardy, Jeff.
This is from at Lauren Shoot 02. Which 60-minute Iron Man match would you rather see? Reigns versus Strowman or Swan versus Perkins?
Well, Swan Perkins, I guess.
Yeah, at least they could keep it up.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to have Reigns and Strowman passed out for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Stretchers and...
At Kayfabe Jobber, do you see a potential triple threat match at the Rumble between Taker, Cena, and Styles?
No, but maybe WrestleMania, that match.
Yeah?
Maybe.
I think Styles is fighting Orton. Because he's the only other face. Well, I think Orton will be faced by then. He's the only other face left on SmackDown.
You need to turn Wyatt face by WrestleMania and let him win the damn title from Styles.
But that's not realistic.
Go over.
Because they're stupid. Because they're not going to do that.
But it'd be great.
It would.
Yeah. I just wanted to confirm that.
No argument there.
No argument there.
This is from No Way Rich Swan. If there was a Cruiserweight Royal Rumble match, would the match have to be stopped each time a new wrestler shows up in order to shake everyone's hand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And then he has another question, and I think you'll know why he disguises his real name. There's a reason why he doesn't go by his real name here. Which WrestleMania dream match would you want to see?
Oh boy.
Jim Cornette versus Vince Russo in a shotgun on a pole match.
Wow.
Rich Swann versus No Way Jose in a 60-minute Iron Man dance-off. No. Big Show versus Mark Henry versus Great Khali in a ladder match. I don't think Khali would need the ladder. And then
get on it.
And then finally, Darren Young versus Orlando Jordan in a suck my dick match with Chris Lino's dicks as the special guest referee.
That for sure.
So I think that for like what's the stipulation? Like you have to get three sucks, like instead of one, two, three. Like
yeah.
It's like, oh, one, two, he kicked out.
Andrew went one.
One, two, he kicked out.
One.
He only got two and a half sucks.
Like the ref sucking with
him. He only got two and a half sucks. Well, if it's Chrisley, yeah, you know he is. Oh, my God, the referee is taking over this match. He's sucking them both off.
Does he think he can win? Because he can.
Because
we all lose.
Because Chrisley 316 says, I just sucked your dick.
Dun 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 dun. Ooh, to do. Dun 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 dun. Ooh. Dun 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 dun.
Oh! So, yeah, that's why this man has disguised his name. And he goes by No Way Rich Swan. Now we know why. Because... He's very offensive. Nick Wyman.
Once again, proving Andrew reads anything you send us.
Nick Wyman, chances we see Roman Reigns and John Cena both win the titles at the Royal Rumble.
No.
Well, it's Roman Reigns and Cena, so they've got a shot.
Well, he has a chance. Shit, yeah. Is it really confirmed Reigns against Owens? Is it confirmed?
Yeah.
They announced it like it's done.
Yes.
There's no changing it.
No.
No adding.
No.
More people.
Mick Foley last week.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's unwatchable.
It is.
For that to happen again.
I mean, again, the only way
and
they're...
Reigns has to win it then.
No.
Well, another loss for Reigns?
Well...
Another hokey loss?
I hope so. Well, I hope so, yes.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
I mean, shit, he wins on Raw every fucking week.
You know, if he drops the U.S. title right before that, we all have to pick Reigns in that match. That's what they do. If you're going to win a title, you got to drop the other one right before.
Well, they made Ambrose drop the Intercontinental title right before the fucking Rumble.
Yeah.
Son of a... And then they fucked that up.
Yeah.
This is from Noah W. He has trivia, and I have the answer, so you guys will guess.
Right.
Who are the only two guys to fight all three members of the Shield separately on pay-per-view after they broke up? Two men have fought each member of the Shield on pay-per-view.
AJ Styles?
No, he didn't fight Rollins.
He didn't fight Rollins?
No, on a singles match in a pay-per-view.
Bray Wyatt?
No.
No?
Bray Wyatt didn't fight Rollins on a pay-per-view. On a pay-per-view.
All right, on a pay-per-view. Each other. No?
No.
Man. And that's had to be what? Like in the last year then, right?
Yeah, like since Rollins returned. Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Single.
Yeah, this would be almost a
Triple H, but then he never fought Rollins.
Never fought Rollins yet.
Nope. Yet.
One of them's easy because one guy had a big match with all, like he's had a big match with each member on a big pay-per-view.
Owens?
Kevin Owens is one.
Yeah. Is that the easy one?
No. Well, I guess. Owens, I mean, because Kevin Owens fought Rollins. You know,
Jericho.
Kevin Owens, no.
No.
Kevin Owens fought Rollins. He fought Reigns, and he fought Ambrose. The other one.
Cena.
Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar fought Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Yeah. He fought Rollins at Battleground, and then he fought Ambrose at the next WrestleMania.
Yeah. Did he fight Rollins at Battleground, though?
For like 10 minutes.
Okay.
He did. It was a 10-minute match, and then Taker showed up and ruined it. So. And they teased it as it was going to be the best match ever. Wow.
Interesting.
Clark Kent, F. Mary Kill, Tori Wilson, Kelly Kelly, and Trish Stratus.
Oh, God. You almost said Stacey Keibler. I would have murdered him.
Yeah.
I'm marrying Tori Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure.
I'd marry Trish.
Tori's got the A-Rod stank.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Married girls have had
kill
tons
Tori.
Of men, okay?
Kelly Kelly has had tests.
I think I would have Kelly Kelly's kill Trish Stratus. She's oldest.
No,
they don't have to kill. You don't have to make Kelly Kelly kill her.
What?
What?
You said I'd make Kelly Kelly kill Trish Stratus.
No.
No, but you said it in that. You said Kelly Kelly kill Trish Stratus.
Kelly Kelly kill Trish Stratus.
Yeah, fuck Kelly Kelly, kill Tori, and...
Mary
Trish. Hey, she was with
A-Rod. You're
going to
kill my wife?
Pardon me?
Hey, she was with A-Rod. You see my hat, bro? You see that hat?
Oh, whatever. You're a Boston Red Sox fan.
I used to love Eva Longoria until she...
Excuse me?
I used to love Eva Longoria until she banged Tony Parker, and I was like, ugh. No, no thanks.
Jesus.
God, Andrew, really?
No, I mean, I still love her. Oh, yeah. Emmett, is there a potential of a four horsemen type group in the WWE?
Yeah, the women. The women have to do it. It's dumb not to. They got to get there someday.
They will. Because it'll be the first like woman stable.
If all these women wrestlers, why not have a faction?
Well, what about the submission sorority?
Well, all those stupid mini factions.
And what was it? Team Bad? Oh, fuck. Jason Dearham, if Balor didn't get injured, how would you have booked Seth's face turn? I would have had him return like Triple H in 2002. Hey, Jason, I think you got that idea from someone you know. Or listen to. Like, when Seth Rollins got injured, the first thing I said was he should return, and it could be just like Triple H when he fucking returned.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that's the way they could have done it, for sure.
Yeah.
But at the time, Roman Reigns was champion, so they kind of, like, were forced to do that.
Yeah.
You didn't have two shows yet, but yeah. Andy Piccone, what was the biggest missed opportunity of 2016?
Too many. Oh. Too many.
I think
Ambrose,
I think
Triple
Rumble.
H. Yeah, Ambrose winning the Rumble. Or like, you know, have fixed the main event. Fix the main event of the biggest WrestleMania ever.
Right.
Yeah.
30 minutes of boredom. We were at the fucking stadium. No one cared the last 30 minutes. We were just talking about Shane jumping off the damn fucking thing and talking about The Rock and Cena. No one even was watching that shitty match. And then what's the one thing they cannot screw up in 2017? Give Bray Wyatt a fucking title. Like,
don't
give him the singles title.
WWE,
like, have him win the Money in the Bank and then win the title that way. Dip! Oh, my God! He's got the briefcase!
I wouldn't even go that route with him. I would do it the way I said. Turn him face and have him win the Rumble. Fuck. And then just have Cena fight Undertaker on the side. They don't need titles involved for that match.
No, they don't. They don't. At all.
Like the old generation against the new generation.
Maybe.
Or the old generation
maybe
versus
Cena
the older
won't
generation.
Win.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you get. You haven't gotten the one from Brett Landis yet?
Do it.
No, go.
Okay. What is your most prized pro wrestling memorabilia item?
Well, I think you're the only one that has any.
Yeah,
so
probably.
I mean, I have photographs with Hogan, Nash,
Stone Cold.
Like, you know, those are, I like those, but yeah, not really memorable.
I have a Sean standee. That's the whole basis for the logo of the podcast.
Yeah, basically.
And you really cherish it.
Yeah. I do.
So I've got the Attitude Era title.
Signed by R-Truth.
No,
which makes it worth less.
Yeah. No, it's I got it signed by Angle, Foley, Jericho, HBK, John Cena and The Miz.
I love that story you told where R-Truth's like, hey, you want me to sign that belt? No, that's okay.
Yeah. R-Truth. Yeah.
It was at like WrestleMania 25XS, and I don't know, like, I didn't, there wasn't anyone good signing it during my time, so I was like, I guess R-Truth. Yeah. And so he got his 8x10 and he's like, you want me to sign your title? No.
No,
this is
not
the
really.
World championship.
No, I
title,
don't.
You'll
R2.
Never even.
No, I wouldn't let you.
You should have been. You know, you should have done is Shawn Michaels with Stone Cold. This is as close as you're ever gonna get, R-Truth.
Yeah.
Because Vince is racist. This is as close as you're ever gonna get.
I wouldn't have had him sign my WCW US title.
You have to have won it to sign this title.
Yeah,
with the Miz's on it.
I know. Did you see? I posted this on Twitter on Christmas Eve. I went to a sports memorabilia store. And they actually have a lot of cool stuff. Like, I got my dad a Joe Namath framed picture, but they had the.
Where was that?
It was at the sports memorabilia store at the mall. Yeah. And they had two, like, kids' replica titles of the ones they just replaced on Raw. And it's signed by Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, and then the new WWE Championship signed by Ric Flair. But none of them have
titles. Those aren't even real titles.
No, they're just the kids.
$150.
Yeah,
just because they signed kids' titles, it's worth that much.
And the other thing is, sure, none of those wrestlers have won any of those titles. Right. So why would you want that?
And then, of course, stupid. There was this.
What's the Stone Cold ever do that?
And why couldn't they get a better impersonator to do those? And that's the bottom line.
It's awful.
All right, this one's
Stone Cold constipated.
From Nathan.
Drop the deuce.
This one's from Nathan Weller. What would be worse, Roman Reigns becoming Universal Champion, or the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl?
Oh my God,
easy. Roman Reigns.
Always Reigns.
I don't hate the Cowboys. Yeah, I don't hate the Cowboys.
Kind of my, like, I'm jumping on the bandwagon right now.
If you ask me,
I'm all in, baby.
If you ask me, if that was Patriots, then I'd rather have Roman Reigns win the Universal Championship.
100%.
Yeah, and I don't really watch.
Always kill New England.
Even the Dolphins can win it before Reigns.
No, fuck the Dolphins.
I don't really watch foosball, so.
The foosball.
Right.
I'm a Jets fan through and through, but I'm on the Cowboys bandwagon this year.
You're going to be sorry when the Jets win the Super Bowl in 30 years. I'm just saying. You're going to be very sorry
I'll
then.
I'll jump back on it.
Antonio Dominguez, I'm thankful for many things this year. Most of all, I'm thankful for What's Wrong with WWE, for giving the WWE fans a true voice and not BSing us. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate
that. Thank you.
Mark Maravillas, Push Fire Barry, Shawn Michaels theme song, Stone Cold's theme song, and Bobby Roode's theme song.
Push Bobby Roode's theme song.
I'm going to have to say that
Stone
too.
Cold and
Fire Stone Cold.
Fire Stone Cold's, because it's always better when there's lyrics.
Yeah.
And then Barry,
well,
Shawn
Michaels. Shawn Michaels has the best lyrics of all time.
So you're pushing Shawn Michaels.
I probably would.
Yeah. At Whiskey Tango 316. Fire 5 people on the current roster and rehire 5 superstars. I mean, we don't have to do 5. That would take too long, but I'd bring Jeff Hardy back. Well, I don't know. Who'd you guys want to fire?
Titus O'Neil.
Baron Corbin.
Big Show.
Baron Corbin.
Oh,
Mark Henry.
Corbin for sure.
The Shining Stars.
Yeah, the only reason I would keep Reigns is just for the Shield. That's the only reason why I wouldn't fire him.
Shining Stars.
Ugh.
How am I not a wrestler?
Who else would? Who else? Bring back Kurt Angle. Maybe he has one more run left in him.
At least a manager. Yeah.
I would pay Sean enough to come back. Like Sean, how much? No, you have a family. You have kids to think about. How much?
They're grown by now.
I think
Sean.
He saved his money. He learned from the previous time. Because before he lost all his money and he had to work for JBL.
Andrew, can I quote?
True story.
Well, then let me quote another wrestler, Ted DiBiase. Everybody has a price.
Well, sure. If you give him $1 billion, yeah, he'll come back.
Well,
let him own the company.
I think for $1 million he'd come back.
I'm sure that's on the table.
$1 million?
He was making more than $1 million.
No, but I mean like for like one match. $1 million for a match or two. Like I don't think they're willing to pay an old guy that.
Well, I don't think that's worth it, right? I don't think the you know, you're gonna spend more money than you're making. Plus you gotta pay Goldberg $10 million for that one
that's
fucking
true.
1 minute 30 seconds.
Did we find out how much he's making right now?
No.
They bury it.
They buried it. Yeah. I'm not sure. At SteelWool 27. Do you think more additions to the cruiserweight division like Neville will make you interested in the cruiserweights? You just have to establish who they are. That's why Neville's good for the cruiserweight division. Yeah. We know who he is, and he's the best one to do it. That's why I'm semi-interested right now.
So the answer is yes. Like, throw in James Ellsworth. Throw in...
You might as well throw in James Ellsworth. Yeah. Jack, okay, Jack Allo, Pushfire Barry, Bobby Roode, Zack Ryder, and Dean Ambrose. So,
Push Roode
for sure.
Yeah.
Fire Ryder and Barry Ambrose.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
You're forcing us. You're forcing us.
Crail
Look
Johnson.
What you did.
Crail Johnson, what has been the best and worst match of the year?
God, we are at the year-end wrap-up, aren't we?
Worst match, Triple H versus Reigns, WrestleMania.
Oh, my God, for sure.
Best match, that four-way match on Raw when we were there and Kevin Owens won the title.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's not bad, Eric.
Just because the ending was so perfect.
Hashtag push Eric.
Just because the ending was so perfect. That's easily the best moment is that, right?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, like if you're asking for like match, you know what I mean? Like with a start, middle, and finish, like without too much controversy.
Yeah.
What about like the ladder match, Rollins-Ambrose?
That was good.
That was the year before.
Oh, it wasn't?
Yeah.
That was like in May.
Rollins and Ambrose in a ladder match? No, that was last year's Money in the Bank.
That was 2015?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Long time ago.
That was a great one, though.
Yeah.
So good.
I mean, Cena Styles at SummerSlam was really good.
Yeah,
I feel like we're missing like a one here. Like, that's obvious.
Yeah, we said match of the year, like a Ziggler somebody.
Yeah. Can't think of it right now.
Yeah.
Well, let's
Yeah.
Like send in what? Your, we'll get to that next week.
Yeah, send
if I
send
fucking remember.
And we'll remember.
If I remember, then we'll do, like, the awards for the whole year.
All right.
Johnny, whatever, who's going to win the Rumble? Who's your pick? I got Jericho.
Like, who we want or who we think?
No, who do you think? I think Jericho's winning.
God, those prediction sheets are going
to
be...
Because lately they love to have an established person win, like, not an up-and-comer. It's got to be an established guy now.
Yeah, I mean, Jericho's pretty fucking logical. Him or Taker?
Yeah.
I'm going to say who I want.
Bray Wyatt?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
Be nice, though.
Be nice. Don't go with it.
Jay Bizzle, when does Asuka and Nakamura join the main roster?
Never.
Wait, this is how you worded Jay Bizzle. And I'm only going to do this because you've been very mean to Josh lately. Also, how much do I have to donate to get Josh's mom again? He did that last week. This is how you worded it, though. When does Asuka and Nakamura join the main roster, and when? So you asked it twice.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometime next year. I think Nakamura's close. I think Nakamura will probably come up, like, after WrestleMania. And then maybe Asuka, too, because I think Asuka's losing it to Ember Moon, like, at TakeOver Orlando or whatever, so that's, you know, that's what I think.
All right, tune into NXT recap for that.
Yeah, sure. Right. So, yeah, that's all the fan questions. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. You can also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our pay-per-view video recaps at youtube.com/ShaftedCinemaPisano. Check out our official website, which has the memes of the week, bios, and every Raw, SmackDown, and NXT pay-per-view recap. Just go to whatswrongwithwwe.com. Like the show on Facebook, follow it on Twitter and Vine and Instagram at whatswrongwwe. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. Joe is at Joe Pisano. Pisano 24 on Twitter, and he's at Joe Pisano on Instagram. Eric is at Eric What's Wrong on Twitter, and he is for awesome on Instagram.
Yes, sir.
And once again, we're going to start producing video podcasts on YouTube starting next year. Not like the first one of next year, but it's going to happen sometime early next year. And we're also going to be doing, we're going to be recapping the WWE films pretty soon. But to expand the podcast like we hope to, we do need your help. So please donate to us on patreon.com/whatswrongwithWWE. If everyone that listened to this podcast would just donate, would donate $1 a month, that would end any more donations need. Like,
can if we just start just, with $1?
Yeah. If everyone's just donate $1 a month, then, like, you know, that would be awesome. And yeah, we could really make this podcast bigger than it has ever been.
Yeah.
And it'll be glorious.
Huge.
It'd be like be getting implants for the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think about how great we'd all look with a nice pair of tits. Because then we're going to have the video recaps and we'll all have our new pair of tits.
We have to get them?
Yeah, yeah, just like Nikki. All
right.
We're all going to we're gonna have our own Bella twins.
No. We'll be fearless.
Fearless. And also, you know, in case you haven't been listening to the podcast or living under a rock, we're going to go. We're going to be in San Antonio for the Rumble and for NXT TakeOver.
Wait, is
so,
that confirmed or is that still a rumor?
It's confirmed for me.
I think it's... Is it?
It's I'm confirmed.
I'm confirmed. All right, there you go. Andrew's confirmed. Joe and Eric are still...
Joe's having second thoughts. Pretty sure Eric's still confirmed.
Yeah, I'm confirmed.
All right, so will Joe be at the Royal Rumble? We're going to end it on a cliffhanger.
That's a good thing to throw out there. Like, you don't know.